Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Welcome back, and we welcome in our guests this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West joining us for 2A Tuesday. Colonel West, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark, and hopefully you had a great Easter weekend.
I did. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. Did you hear Kamala Harris last night?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, I was flying back to Dallas, but of course, I checked, email and checked some news feeds, and I saw what she had said. And again, I think this is absolutely appalling. For the progressive socialist left, the rule of law and our standing laws, our Bill of Rights, means nothing unless it coincides with their ideological agenda. And we don't need new gun laws. We just need people to enforce the laws that are on the book. And, Mark, what I find very interesting is that we have a House of Representatives that just a couple of months ago, they voted that illegal immigrants who are trying to purchase a firearm should not be reported to Immigration Customs Enforcement, to ICE agency. So, you know, they are siding with illegal immigrants against law-abiding, legal gun owners in the United States of America. So this is about domination. This is about control. This is about tyranny.
Well, we didn't hear her say, I'm going to make an executive order to strip you of your First Amendment rights or your Fourth Amendment rights. But specifically, she's going to promise you when she takes office, she's going to sign an executive order that will impact your Second Amendment rights. And they don't seem to have any hesitancy to do that. That's alarming.
Well, it's very alarming, and it is something that Nancy Pelosi alluded to when President Trump said that he was going to declare a national emergency about what's happening down on our border, which is a crisis, which is an emergency. Nancy Pelosi said, well, what happens when the next president, a Democrat president, decides to declare a national emergency against gun control? And so this is the delusional, deranged thought process of these people. And look, understand that in June of 2012, Mark, one of the first things that Hugo Chavez did down in Venezuela was to ban all private gun ownership. And look at what is happening to the citizens of Venezuela now. They are now subjects, and they're being gunned down in the streets. Now, some people may say that's very alarmist, but always remember that we just, April the 19th of 1775, that's when the British were marching toward Concord, Massachusetts, and the American Patriots stopped them at a place called Lexington Green, and they engaged them again at Concord Bridge because the British were going to destroy a weapons and armaments factory because they understood that an armed person is a citizen, an unarmed person is a subject, and that's what they wanted.
I love that. I love that distinction, and I'm glad that you made it. This is what scares me a little bit, and I talked about this earlier with my friends Trisha and Denise here in the studio. What the left tries to do here is soft pedal what they're selling you. Like, we're not against the Second Amendment, but we need common sense legislation. Bernie Sanders tells you, we're going to give you this for free if you just bring us in. Don't worry about it. We'll figure out how to pay for it later. And what Kamala Harris is selling and what some of these others are selling is, this: we're not against you owning guns, but we need common sense legislation like universal background checks. But when you push them on the matter to ask them one example of a shooting at a school or a gun-free zone where a universal background check would have made a difference over the background check we currently have, the system, mm-hmm. They can't answer that.
No, they can't. And really what ends up happening, you know, the Parkland High School was in the congressional district that I was honored to represent down in South Florida. That was a failure of law enforcement, being the Federal Bureau of Investigation and also the local law enforcement, the Broward Sheriff's Office. It was also a failure of the Broward School Superintendent's Office with the Promise Program, where they did not report the egregious behaviors and the disciplinary actions that were taken against Nicholas Cruz. What happened at Sutherland Springs was a failure of the United States Air Force not to update the information about a person that had been convicted of domestic abuse and also had been given a other than honorable discharge from the United States Air Force. That's part of your 40 Form 73 form when you go to apply to purchase a firearm. Because he wasn't uploading the system, he was able to do so. So when they come up with they're manipulators of language, first and foremost, you know, common sense gun control, universal background checks. Most of these people have never gone to purchase a firearm before. All they're talking about is a gun registry, and all they're talking about eventually is gun confiscation.
Yeah, it's a great point. Speaking of defenders of our Second Amendment rights, I know the NRA is holding their convention over in Indianapolis this weekend. I'm assuming you're headed there. Are you there already?
No, I'll be heading up there tomorrow, and the convention starts an annual meeting on Thursday. And, of course, we'll have our board meeting next Monday. And we've got some internal things that we need to take care of because I believe that the NRA needs to get back to its blocking and tackling mission, which is based upon its charter in 1871, is training and better marksmanship and also defending our Second Amendment, which if you look at some of these states going around the country, they are without a doubt undermining our Second Amendment right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I remember when they held their conference here a few years back, and that was exciting. I wish they'd come back to St. Louis at some point. Probably all the liberals that run this city have scared them off.
Well, you know, I think that they try to rotate it around. They're looking at Indianapolis as a Midwest location, but you know what? Maybe I'll put a plug in for St. Louis.
Please do that, Colonel West. We would appreciate that. And I'll direct people to your website, theoldschoolpatriot.com. They can find out more about your books, including Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, which we talked about the last time you were on. Thanks again for your time, sir.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.